In today's specialty crop news, many experts believe almond leaching programs need to happen earlier than in the past, and this year may be the earliest yet. Cooperative Extension Pomology tree crop advisor David Dahl told growers at a recent post-harvest almond field day that this year could be the earliest that leaching program should start. Dahl says the point is to use the winter rains to do the actual leaching.
We can look at our leaching programs in two different ways. One is we look at in-season, which we utilize a leaching fraction, or we can look at a dormant leaching program. In almonds, a leaching fraction doesn't really fit into the crop cycle, but I've been strongly suggesting to farmers to try is to actually begin your leaching fraction applications in the post-harvest irrigation, because now you don't have to worry about drying the crop down. You can apply a little bit more water to begin to refill the soil profile. The idea is to have that soil profile filled before the rains begin, because that way we can take advantage of any rain that does fall and allows us to leach with clean water.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNetWest.com.